पुण्यतीर्थजलाप्लुतः शुचौ विविक्त आसीनो विधिवत्कल्पितासने गृहात् प्रवजितो धीरः पुण्यतीर्थजलाप्लुतः शुचौ विविक्त आसीनो विधिवत्कल्पितासने गृहात् प्रवजितो धीरः पुण्यतीर्थजलाप्लुतः शुचौ विविक्त आसीनो विधिवत्कल्पितासने गृहात् प्रवजितो धीरः तीर्थजलाप्लुतः शुचौ विविक्त आसीनो विधिवत्कल्पितासने जलासीनो धीर जलासुतः
Mataji's. Word to word meaning. Grihat. From one's home. Pravrajitah. Having gone out. Dhirah. Self-controlled. Punya. Pious. Tirtha. Sacred place. Jala aplutah. Fully washed, suchau, cleansed, vivikte, solitary, asinah, seated, vidhivat, according to regulations, kalpita, having done, asane, on a sitting place. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. One should leave home and practice self-control. In a sacred place, he should bathe regularly and sit down in a lonely place, fully sanctified, duly sanctified. Purport. To prepare oneself for the better next life, one must get out of one's so-called home. The system of Varnasaram Dharma or Sanatan Dharma prescribes retirement from family encumbrances as early as possible, after one has passed 50 years of age. Modern civilization is based on family comforts and the highest standard of amenities, and therefore, after retirement, everyone expects to live a very comfortable life in a well-furnished home decorated with fine ladies and children, without any desire to get out of such comfortable home. High government officers and ministers stick to their prized posts until death, and they neither dream nor desire to get out of homely comforts. Bound by such hallucination, materialistic men prepare various plans for a still more comfortable life. But suddenly cruel death comes and without mercy and takes away the great plan maker against his desire, forcing him to give up the present body for another body. Such a plan maker is thus forced to accept another body in one of the 8.4 million species of life, according to the fruits of work he has performed. In the next life, persons who are too much attached to family comforts are generally awarded lower species of life on account of sinful acts performed during a long duration of sinful life. And thus, all the energy of the human life is spoiled. In order to be saved from the danger of spoiling the human form of life and being attached to unreal things, one must take warning of death at the age of 50, if not earlier. The principle is that one should take it for granted that the death warning is already there, even prior to the attainment of 50 years of age, and thus, at any stage of life, one should prepare himself for a better next life. The system of Sanatana Dharma institution is so made that the follower is trained for the better next life without any chance that the human life will be spoiled. The holy places all over the world are meant for the residential purpose of retired persons, getting ready for a better next life. Intelligent persons must go there at the end of life. And for that matter, after 50 years of age, to live a life of spiritual regeneration for the sake of being freed from family attachment, which is considered to be the cycle of material life. One is recommended to quit home just to get rid of material attachments, because one who sticks to family life until death cannot get rid of material attachments. And as long as one is materially attached, one cannot understand spiritual freedom. One should not, however, become self-complacent simply by leaving home or by creating another home at the holy place, either lawfully or unlawfully. Many persons leave home and go to such holy places, but due to bad association, again become family men by illicit connection with the opposite sex. The illusory energy of matter is so strong that one is apt to be under such illusion at every stage of life, even after quitting one's happy home. Therefore, it is essential that one practice self-control by celibacy without the least desire for sex indulgence. For a man desiring to improve the condition of his existence, sex indulgence is considered suicidal, or even worse. Therefore, to live apart from family life means to become self-controlled in regard to all sense desires, especially sex desire. The method is that one should have a duly sanctified sitting place made of a straw, deer skin and carpet, and thus, sitting on it, one should chant the holy name of the Lord without offenses, as prescribed above. The whole process is to drag the mind from material engagements and fix it on the lotus feet of the Lord. This simple process alone will help one advance to the highest stage of spiritual success. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakchurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatan Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Savdvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayvacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to serve you through this verse, so that I can purify myself and it may help others also. So we are here on text number 16 of Srimad Bhagavatam, canto 2nd, chapter 1st. I will read the translation once again. One should leave home and practice self-control. In a secret place, he should bathe regularly and sit down in a lonely place duly sanctified. Here Prabhupada is writing that to prepare oneself for the better next life, one must get out of one's so-called home. Why he is writing this? Because most of our attachments are there, where we put our effort. Because it was or it is our field of activity. Where we put our effort, we naturally becomes attached. That we have invested so much time, and just not time, we have invested our emotions there. That's why we become attached to such places. If some baby cries, and if the baby's mother is not there, other women are there, they will not feel so much for that baby. But if the baby of the mother is crying, then mother will immediately start looking for what is the reason of the baby crying there, even if all the chaos is all around. So why? Because the mother is putting her effort to take care of the child. She is putting her emotions there in that child, to take care of the child. Similarly, we put our effort and simultaneously we put our emotions, and that's why we become attached. And any place we don't put our emotions, we are not attached. Many times we feel we scold someone who is doing the work. Why you are not putting your heart? Because he's not putting his emotions there. He's not feeling any attachment. So he's doing work in a very irresponsible manner, and we become disturbed. Those at least who are in charge of that person, he becomes disturbed. So once you put your emotions in any activity, you gradually become attached to that activity. And that attachment, Prabhupada is writing that one must get out of one's so-called home. So it is not that just home, any field, any activity where you are putting your effort and emotions, you become attached. Even it may be your workplace, sometimes people who are doing job outside, even if they leave their job, they start doing some other work, and suppose they were into some programming, or they have programmed some very fantastic program, later on they will remember, oh, you see that program, that was actually built by me, or my team was there in building that. Because they had invested so much their intelligence, but with their intelligence, their emotions was also there. They felt that it was their own baby. Just the mother feel for their own baby. Similarly, these person who have left that job, they also feel attached. So it is but natural that we become attached to the place where we work, stay or put our effort in. In temple also, we remember that many times some changes were done, modification was done, or some new structure has come. So those person who have put their effort there, they will describe it even after years has passed, even 10 years, that how they did, how this action was done. But the new person who is hearing this, he will feel, why he is time and again repeating this? Because he is not able to relate, because his emotions was not there in that activity. But those who are into that, they will describe it time and again. Why? Because they have put their emotions there. That's why they become attached. It is not that all the attachments are bad. All those attachments which leads one to remember Krishna, that is good. But all the emotions which takes us away from Krishna, that are not helpful in a spiritual journey. It may be helpful in one's material journey, but not in a spiritual journey. If your putting emotions in material objects ultimately helps you to solidify your concept, solidify your convictions in Krishna consciousness, then that is also good. That we are becoming more and more attached to Krishna. So if someone does his work but does not invest his emotion, he is not attached with that place. And that way it becomes very much disturbing to those who are responsible for that work. Earlier people used to work, what I gave example, that for company for whole life, and after that they will retire from the only one company. So after retiring they will be feel attachment to that company, that I worked there, I used to go every day. This is very less in now current situation where people normally change their job every twice, 2 years they change, or every 1 year sometimes they change to get salary hike. But still they are attached where they are putting their effort. So Varnasaram Dharma, what it does? It prescribes retirement from family life as soon as possible. After 50 years of age. But now the life begins at 50, as people say, or 50 or 60. When they are at a retiring stage of life, they feel that now they have got new vigor to start their life with a new, fresh one. And earlier we used to see people when they start having grey hairs, they try to pluck it out or color it or dye it. But now people feel that it is a new fashion and it shows you that how you are mature. Pepper and salt, they will say. Some hairs are black, some are white. Then that means you are much more mature than the rest of the crowd. So this is the sign that people at the time of retirement, they feel that they will start some new venture just for their material life. But what Bhagavatam is speaking, that you should now take care of your spiritual life. Start the journey here. Just don't be in the material life and keep comforting your material life. Here Prabhupada is writing that modern civilization is based on family comforts and highest standards of amenities, and therefore after retirement everyone expects to live a very comfortable life in a well-furnished home decorated with fine ladies and children, without any desire to get out of such a comfortable home. So people don't want to leave this home where they are well situated. And especially Prabhupada is saying that even after retirement, everyone expects a very comfortable life. But normally life is not very comfortable, even at least after retirement. Because the body is dwindling, facilities are dwindling, your monetary gains may be reducing, and even you are having money, but your children may not be allowing, because ultimately you control everything through your bodily strength. If the bodily strength is decreasing and other person in the home are not supporting you, then you feel miserable. Although we want to make our life comfortable, and it is not bad that we should not want to make our life comfortable. We should, but what is the goal? Just live comfortably and die? And dying is not comfortable. Anyone who is dying, death is uncomfortable. As Garuda Puran says, that person who is dying, he experiences pain, and pain to the amount we have never experienced in whole life. Anyone who have bitten by a scorpion, how much pain he suffers, ask someone. He suffers for 5 to 6 hours. The burning sensation is there in the skin, and normally you are not able to do something, a medication which will mitigate immediately. And here Garuda Puran says in the scriptures that the person who is dying, he is so habituated to stay in this body that he doesn't want to leave this body. And for that Yamdut comes and takes out his body, but he is not wanting to leave. So they punish him, they beat him, and the beating is The pain of that beating is to the amount of simultaneously biting of the 40,000 scorpions. 40,000, not one or two. What will happen to that person? He will certainly die. So that's why it is said that person who is dying, most of the time he is in so much fear that he passes a stool, urine at the time of death. It is not just simple thing. Because he is such a discomfortable state. So we may stay comfortably. We may try to live comfortable whole life. But death is not comfortable. Old is, that is also not comfortable. You want to enjoy your life, but senses are not helping you to enjoy. You are not able to walk properly, not able to hear properly. When you walk at the age of 80, 85, you always fear that whether I will sleep or if some water is splashed somewhere. You are so much cautious. Person is so much cautious. You can see from the walking of such elderly people that they know that once any fracture happens, it is not repairable and they have to suffer. In the young age, you don't care because you know nothing will happen. You sleep sometime, but nothing happens. But that is not the case when one has grown very advanced stage of life. So, we should not just make our life comfortable, bodily comfort. We should also see that where I am heading, where I am going. So, the consideration that there will be austerity. Earlier, people used to go to pilgrimage and there was concept that this pilgrimage is meant for austerity. Not just with a comfort you are going to pilgrimage and after coming that you are saying, I have come. Even nowadays, going to Himalaya, Mount Everest, although the people say that is very difficult and after coming they put in their resume or their one more flag that I have returned from Mount Everest. But Mount Everest climbing is not as hard as it was earlier. And most of the time, Mount Everest, when you go to Mount Everest, you pay a hefty amount and the people are there who will take your baggage, everything. Mostly they are Sherpas. Even the first person who climbed there, he was with the help of Sherpa, Hillary. And Hillary was with one Sherpa. So it is said that without the local people, they can't climb. They are not accustomed of the climate, the attitude, everything. So it is the help of other person. And now people go there and they say that I have climbed Mount Everest. If you are so much expert, try to just go by your own, but they are not able to do that. Even the physically impaired person, they also climb. So Mount Pangum Langayate Grim, it happens many times. So, earlier people used to go to pilgrimage and the concept was to do austerity. But nowadays, the austerity part from the pilgrimage has almost eliminated. Earlier, we used to see that so many dharamsala used to there in the pilgrimage site. People used to go and stay. And dharamsala will be with minimum facility, will be providing so that you can just stay and continue your journey. But nowadays, dharamsala, no one opt for. They opt for hotel types of room, where they can get good water. And in dharamsala, you have to stay together and share the common facilities with other. That's why these dharamsalas are also disappearing from the pilgrimage site. They are converting into hotel. Because people and their bodies are not now accustomed to take austerities. You can do austerity in the pilgrimage when you are accustomed to doing it in your normal life. When we are not accustomed to doing austerity in our normal life, then it will be difficult. It is said that in our independent movement, one person was there who left everything and came and joined the Satyagraha movement. And there he left everything, but slowly he died. Why? Because he was having from a very aristocratic family, and when he left everything, it was difficult for him to sustain his life, to live a simple life. So when we don't practice austerity in our normal life, then if sudden something comes, then it is very hard at that time to do austerity. So now even middle class don't prefer this dharamsala, and they also prefer better facility. It is not bad that we should not prefer that, but what is the goal of going to pilgrimage, that we should always understand. Like Char Dham Yatra, 50 years back, earlier, once Hare Krishna Prabhu was sharing this knowledge that earlier the route was different, where different dharamsala were there in the route. So right now what you see, the route that was opposite to the river on the other side, and different places were there on the path. And people used to go, different chatti it will call. And they will go and stay there, and then they further go to next place. And it was almost walking. From Rishikesh you start walking to all the Chardham, and then you come back. So the road was not so much. And one time what happened, that they asked the administration, they stopped the pilgrimage at Rishikesh, so that there was too much crowd at the upper place, and there was fear that some disease will happen there. So why? Because people will defecate also in the open. There were not so much facilities were there. So all these cumbersome, difficult process of pilgrimage is now removed. Earlier people used to go to Chardham with the feeling that they may not come or return back. So that's why earlier, at the advanced stage of life only, they used to travel for Chardham. And if someone returns from there, then it was a big news in the village that, oh, he has again come back, as if someone has come from the death. So it is far better to go to the holy place with comforts than to go with a mundane place just for enjoyment. So we do all these austerities, or if you don't do all these austerities, what is the purpose of going to these places? That we can recharge ourselves with spirituality. We can advance in our journey to in spiritual path. Otherwise, there is no use. In the holy place, our spirituality or eternity is revived, which is not so possible at other places. We may go to other places for enjoyment. We may enhance a little bit of our mental faculty, but is that helping that much of our spiritual strength as we visit some holy places? No, it is not to that level. And right now, nowadays we see that government have increased this facility of visiting the holy places, made many corridors, Chardham roads and all these things are there. So now people are just dropping there. So many people are going. And the places of just enjoying other places, people, tourists visiting these places are reducing. So actually it is good in a way that people are accustomed to visit different places to enjoy, but now they are going to holy places. So at least they will get a chance to associate with good people, to hear if they are fortunate, and the spiritual aura of that place, they will be into that, and they will get agya sukritis, so that they will able to practice their spiritual life in a better way. In our temple also we see that what the crowd used to be earlier in Sunday, now that more than that crowd are sometime on the weekdays. People are flushing in the temple. People are just coming in here. So much people are coming, especially the youths. How all this is happening? Because the wave is going, and the spirituality wave is coming or is reviving here. So good leader matters, who can inspire the divinity within the people. Similarly, in the temple, those who are there, or outside also, those grihasthas are there. They are also leaders in their life. They are encouraging others to take up this devotional service. Many counselors are there who are having so many counselors. Their meetings goes on continues every week or every fortnight, so that people can come, assemble and associate with each other and go ahead in their spiritual life. And Prabhupada is saying that one should leave such comforts. And he is saying that bound by such hallucinations, materialistic men prepare various plans for a still more comfortable life. But suddenly, Cruel death comes without mercy and takes away the great plan maker against his desire. Like a rat in the field, you may see when the rice paddy field rice comes, at that time the rice has dried up, so goose, big rats are there. What they do? They cut the rice paddy and they collect it and they will make hole in the ground somewhere and they start keeping and storing it there so that in the future they will consume it. But suddenly some snake comes, enters that bill and swallows that rat. So death similarly comes for everyone. Every one of us are trying to enjoy this material life, trying to collect different grains of happiness in this material world. But the death of a snake, Kal Sarp, never leaves anyone. 100% the death rate is there. So forcing him to leave the present body for another body, as Bhagavad Gita says that Vasamsi jirnani yatha vihaya navani grinati naro parani tatha sarirani vihaya jirnanya anyani sanyati navani dehi. So at the time of death, person leaves one body and accepts another one. As we change one cloth, as we leave old cloth and accepts another new cloth, similarly the soul changes the body. But we don't want to change. Who don't want to change? Our mind, our false ego, who is attached with this body. Even though we see that the body is not giving any pain, it is not giving any pleasure, it is only giving pain, but still person is so much attached, he is very much fearful of the concept of death. But with the clothes, we immediately change. Old clothes, we discard it. When we feel that now I have got new clothes, so we want to change that clothes. But similar thing is not happening. With our desire, we don't change our body. It is the desire of destiny. Or based on our law of karma, our time has expired and we are forced to another form of body. And is forced to accept another body in one of the 8.4 million species of life. So it is not that we just go to another human form of life. We can go to any form of life. And it is said in the scriptures, there are 8.4 million species, 84 lakh yonia. And we can go in any one of that. According to the fruits of work he has performed. In the next life, persons who are too much attached to family comforts are generally awarded lower species of life on account of sinful acts performed during a long duration of sinful life, and thus all the energy of human life is spoiled. So it is not that we will go to human form of life. We may go to even cat's body, dog's body. Prabhupada used to say that if you are too much accustomed to stay without clothes or less clothes, maybe you will take birth as a plant, as a tree, who are always naked and standing at one place and feeling the heat, searching heat and winter of the season, the rain of the season, and they can't move. So based on the desire and the action, what they are performing, the living entity performs and creates his karma, and accordingly he will get another body. If one is too much accustomed in eating meat, then nature will provide him the body where he can eat meat, where he can eat flesh without any restrictions. He may be awarded a body of a tiger, where he can enjoy the raw food, no need to cook. Why to have so much botheration of cooking? He will just eat the raw flesh. If he is too much accustomed of sleeping, he may take birth as polar bear, where he can sleep for 6 months. Or even another species are there in the winter season, they just go into hibernation. Even the frog, lizard, they go in hibernation. So based on our current life, we are awarded another species of life. And on account of sinful acts performed during a long duration of life, thus all the energy of human life is spoiled. Why it is spoiled? Because we have got some animal form of life where there is no chance of getting a spiritual benefit. where we can't revive our spiritual consciousness. This spiritual consciousness can only be revived in this human form of life, and no any other species can give us that benefit. Only in this human form of life we are having the opportunity, but not always we are utilizing this opportunity. Many of the time the person who is not aware that how he can revive his spiritual consciousness, only by dint of or some agyat sukriti one comes in contact with Lord's devotee, the scriptures, the proper knowledge where he can know who he is, what is the purpose of his life. Although these questions only can be asked in the human form of life, but rarely people ask this question, that who am I? What is the purpose of my life? Why am I suffering? Although these questions, no any animal can ask that why I am suffering. He will just suffer and he will enjoy if he is enjoying. He will not ask who, why. He will just act based on his instinct, eating, sleeping, mating and defending. He will keep on doing. And humans are also doing the same thing. Only when they inquire that who am I, athato brahma jigyasa, they are on the level of human being. Otherwise they are not. So if they are not utilizing this human form of life, that's why it is called their human life is spoiled, because they are taking birth in some lower species or lower consciousness. In order to save from the danger of spoiling the human form of life and being attached to unreal things, one must take the warning of death at the age of 50, if not earlier. So most of us are now ashram members, are approaching now 50. So although person who are staying in the temple, their activity may be much more in a spiritual way. But we should also remind ourselves that our life is now coming to an end. As the life progresses, crosses 40, we feel that now this body is not supporting so much. The enthusiasm, the vigor is not so much. And when you see the older people, you feel that now I am also going to be in that line one day. Gradually I am also inching forward. So better prepared for what? For death. Before that, improve our consciousness so that at the time of death we can remember Krishna, so that our life can be successful. Otherwise there is no use. That's why I said death, warning of death at the age of 50, if not earlier. The principle is that one should take it for granted that death warning is already there, even prior to the attainment of 50 years of age. And thus, at any stage of life, one should prepare himself for a better next life. As Prahlad Maharaj says to his friend that one should start this process from the age of 5, Kamar Acharyat Pragyo. From the age of Kamar, the age of 5, one should start this process. Because no one knows when that death is coming. It is not that after 50 only that death will come. Death comes at any stage. But after 50, you get so many signs that actually my body is dwindling now. I can feel the effect. Before that, at the level of intelligence one has to feel and expect and go through. But after 50, one from the bodily level, he feels that now, what is written in the scriptures and what I am going through in my life, it makes sense that I should devote my more time in spiritual activity for the better next life. And the system of Sanatana Dharma institution is so made that the follower is trained for the better next life without any chance that human life will be spoiled. Because in Sanatana Dharma, in Varnasaram Dharma, you are given opportunity from earliest stage to engage in devotional service. Whatever stage you are in, you should perform devotional service, devotional activity. And in that way, we should give training to ourselves. We should train ourselves so that when we advance in our life, this training becomes solidified and our consciousness doesn't go here and there. We should focus ourselves on Krishna in a much better way. And if our consciousness is not, we are not able to focus our consciousness, then we should see that where I am lacking in my preparation, because ultimate the examination will come. whether we are prepared or not. The examination will come, so better prepare for that examination. Otherwise, the next life, it is sure that will not be given higher opportunity. It is said that one who has performed devotional service, he will be given. Krishna has given this surety that you will be given a chance that we will again start this journey. But why to take that chance? Try to maximize our effort in this life where we can advance spiritually. And this system of Sanatana Dharma is made such a way that the follower is trained for the better next life without any chance that human life will be spoiled. And the holy place all over the world are meant for the residential purpose of retired person getting ready for a better next life. But many of time people don't use for that. They go visit holy places just to accumulate some pious credit and come back. And again continue their same activity what they were earlier into in. Intelligent persons must go there at the end of life. Those who are intelligent, those who claim themselves to be intelligent, they should utilize intelligently their human form of life and they should go there. And what should they do at the end of life? And for that matter, after 50 years of age, to live a life of spiritual regeneration for the sake of being freed from family attachment, which is considered to be the shackle of material life. So this family attachment, why it is considered shackle of material life? Because we have put our most of the endeavor we put in our family. And if anything goes wrong, we immediately feel the pain. That's why to come out of this attachment is very difficult. And for that, the scriptures are asking that prepare oneself. Just don't be there. At least by consciousness, don't be there all the time. In Kali Yuga, this may not be possible to leave family and go out for most of the people. But anyone and everyone can perform devotional service wherever he is in. And he can start his journey and he can enhance his spiritual journey. But the concept is always the same, that one has to leave this cycle of family life. One should not, however, become self-complacent simply by living home or by creating another home at holy place, either lawfully or unlawfully. So Prabhupada is saying that one should go and live at a spiritual place, holy place, but one should not become self-complacent. Atma santushta nahi ho jana chahiye wahan pahunchkar. Because what will happen when we are self-complacent, then we will not try to put our effort to go ahead in our spiritual life. It is said that in spiritual life that lalyam api eka mulyam, that the greed is the only wealth of this spiritual life. How much we are hankering for it. If you are not hankering, we will not try for it. We will not go ahead. If we feel that, oh, what I have achieved, that is sufficient, then we will not go ahead. And the chances are very much that we will downgrade ourselves. So just by remaining in the holy place, our spiritual consciousness will not revive. It will not enhance. We have to put our effort. That's why he's writing, don't be self-complacent. Many persons leave home and go to such holy place, but due to bad association, again become family men by illicit connection with the opposite sex. So this is very dangerous. Persons are always attracted to opposite sex, and one leaves everyone and reaches such places, no one around to watch him. Then, if he is not watchful on his practices, then very much chances that he will slip from his spiritual practices. That's why it is said that we should always be under the guidance of some senior. Whether we are living in a holy place, some dham or in temple or outside, anywhere we are staying, we should have our seniors. We should always consult them so that we can always be aligned in devotional service. Otherwise, if no one is there to guide us, to take guidance from anyone, then the chances that we may be doing devotional service right now, but when slowly the time progresses, when it goes off track, we will also not know. Someone else will remind us, Prabhu, you have gone off track. you are not doing proper devotional service. Come back. So, the association helps. Here, and why it happens, Prabhupada is writing it, but due to bad association, again becomes family man by illicit connection with opposite sex. Bad association. We have left the good association and gone to bad association. That's why these things are happening. The illusory energy of matter is so strong that one is apt to be under such illusion at every stage of life. Even after quitting one's happy home. So every stage, and now in Kali Yuga, that is all the more applicable. Through the bombardment of social media, the mobile phone, all the good things are also there, and all the most worst things are also there in the mobile, in your phone, in internet. So, if one is not watchful, then the chances that his spiritual practice will slacken slowly. Therefore, it is essential that one practice self-control by celibacy. And it is applicable for everyone, those who are staying in temple or outside temple, without the least desire for sex indulgence. For a man desiring to improve the condition of his existence, sex indulgence is considered suicidal or even worse. Therefore, to live apart from family life means to become self-controlled in regard to all sense desires, especially sex desires. Here, Sanatana Dharma, it is recommended that one follow the path of Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha. One performs Dharma, then Artha will come. Properly following Dharma, when the Artha comes, then one can engage that in sense gratification. But the purpose of sense gratification is that one can solidify his spiritual strength and ultimately come to the stage of Mukti, Moksha. Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita that Dharma avirudho kamosmi. That kama which is not against the scriptural injunctions. If one is following kama in that way, then gradually one comes to the higher understanding where he can ultimately go to the level of moksha. He can come out of this bondage of material life. The method is that one should have a duly sanctified sitting place made of straw, deer skin and carpet. And thus sitting on it, one should chant the holy name of the Lord. Without offenses, as prescribed above. In the previous verses, in the purport, Prabhupada is writing about the chanting of the holy name without offenses, and the 10 offenses he is describing, earlier described. That how, now the process is being given. What we should not do, that has, till that time, that was given. That one should leave home. But what one should leave home and do that after that. So that process is saying that, Prabhupada is saying that one should chant the holy name at such holy places, sit at and chant without offenses as prescribed above. So this chanting can be done at any stage. But this has to be solidified at the later stages of life with all the experiences we have gone through in our life. And it should now help in later stages of life, advanced stages of life, that now there is no other shelter than this chanting of the holy name. Shelter for what? Shelter come out of the material consciousness to advance in spiritual consciousness. And this is the only shelter of the holy name. The whole process is to drag the mind from material engagement and fix it on the lotus feet of the Lord. How we can do? We do by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The process is very simple. That's why Prabhupada is writing. This simple process alone will help. Help one advance to the highest stage of spiritual success. So there are many details in this chanting. Because once you start chanting, you realize that the simple process is not so simple because of we are not so simple. So to follow this simple process, we have to simply surrender to the process what Krishna is giving in the scriptures, how to hear this holy name. Always try to hear this holy name. As we chant the holy name, our mind flies at different places. We have to again take it back, bring it back and try to hear the holy name. And slowly, slowly, gradually we will reach to that stage where our consciousness will be fixed on Krishna and what the scriptures are saying. In that way we can perfect our life. Hare Krishna. Jai. Srila Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samveda Bhakta Vrinda ki. Any question or comments? Thank you very much.
बहुत जबरदस्त।